You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me here at the RNIB Inclusive Design for Sustainability Conference here in Glasgow. And we're going to be talking about Braille, because when you talk about inclusive design, you probably might think of Braille, because Braille is celebrating its 200th anniversary this year. And I've got two gentlemen who are about to give a talk about Braille. Would you mind introducing yourselves first?
Yeah, so hi Toby, nice to be here. Thank you for inviting us. So I'm Thibaut, I'm based in Paris. I'm working in the accessibility and blind, low vision landscape in France for a long time as a volunteer. And now I'm the director of the campus Louis Braille, based in Paris.
Hi Toby, thank you for the invitation. I'm Stéphane. I'm director of the National Blind Institute for Children, where Louis Braille was student and then teacher, and I'm member of the campus directed by Thibaut.
And would you mind telling me a little bit about the campus Louis Braille? What's that all about?
So this campus is a very new initiative taken by some major associations in France, including the National School for Young Blind, which Stéphane is the director, and plus three non-for-profit associations, because in France we have a lot of associations, national ones, but four of them, they got together to create this campus. And this campus is a place, an innovation hub, downtown Paris, where Louis Braille were living, two centuries ago, where he was a teacher at the National School. This is where he invented the alphabet, the Braille alphabet. And in this district today in Paris, we are setting up this hub for innovation, which is gathering some researchers, some startups, some big companies, and of course a lot of blind, low vision people.
And Stefan, what sort of, I suppose, innovations are around Braille? Because Braille, the actual dots, are all the same as they have been when Louis invented them 200 years ago.
When Louis Braille did invent the code, he was a young man, because it was between his 12th and his 16th anniversary. So it was very young. And what we want to create, it recreate the spirit of the invention of Louis Braille with other young researchers and innovators in Paris, in France, and abroad. If you want to join us at the campus, you are more than welcome. We want to find all the good ideas that are in the country and to know which one is the better, which one needs a help from us, from all the blind people in the quarter, in the district, because you have 400 blind people or visually impaired people in the quarter, in the district every day that are working, studying. So we want to help all the inventors to find the good ways.
And what do you see, I suppose, the sort of generation of people learning Braille and what they might be using Braille for in the future? How can Braille sort of, I suppose, move with technology?
What we can do for them is teach them how to use these tools, these technologies, because they could be very helpful for us, but they could be dangerous for the youngest of us if they don't know how to deal with them correctly, to be helped and not to be in danger with them.
Agree. And just to add, the Braille is still the only solution to access to written orthograph and grammar and so on. So we are still fighting a lot, to teach the Braille, especially to young blind, low vision.
Yeah, because I think that's the thing. I mean, it's like every blind young person should learn Braille from an early age, because that's going to unlock all the literacy and unlock information to them. And I suppose when we're talking about artificial intelligence and stuff, does that come into Braille? Do you see that having some development in Braille?
Yes, artificial intelligence is very useful for us. You can go alone at the museum, you can go on the net alone without any help, but it could not replace the Braille, because Braille is independent. You have to control of what you are writing, and it's only with the Braille that you be sure that you don't do any mistake in orthography and grammar. Artificial intelligence will be a big help for us, but it won't replace the capacity to respect the orthograph, the grammar, and the diversity of the lexical in French or in English.
If, for instance, the AI will help you to describe a scene or describe a picture or graph or anything, so access to the text of the description, and then the Braille will enable you to read properly this text. So this is fully complementary.
I think that's the thing, isn't it? It's about reading Braille, it's about writing Braille. It's, sometimes I listen to stuff through speech, and then because my brain's not taking it in, sometimes if I read it in Braille, it sticks in my mind more.
Yeah, but absolutely.
We should have the choice whether to use Braille or to use artificial intelligence, to use the vocalization. We have the right to the diversity.
And I suppose the final question, what would you both like to see coming out of this conference that the R&IB is hosting over the next 2 days?
That's very key for us, the international dimension of the Campus Libre. So this is why we are here, to connect with the people, to, you know, meet new people and develop international partnership, because we truly think like the Braille is a universal writing system, that the innovation and the AI especially are, you know, also universal. You know, the need of a blind or low vision person here or in France or in the US or all over the world are the same. So this is, we are really thinking that innovation should be shared and cross border. This is why we are here, to connect.
And if people want to find out about the Campus Libre, is there a website or somewhere?
Yeah, we do. It's a very easy Campus Braille, in one word, campusbraille.fr. Gonna be in English in a couple of days. Both at the moment it's French,
accessible.
But in a couple of days gonna be French plus English. You know, fully bilingual. And all the talks that we are developing, it's bilingual for this international dimension.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Stefan and Thibault, for chatting with me here on R&IB Connect Radio.
Yeah, just a last thing. On the June the 2nd, we will do an event to present all the innovations from the campus. So you are more than welcome to Paris, June of the 2nd.
Yeah.
And in November, for the 13th and the 14th of November, we will celebrate Braille and this invention, the 200 years of the invention. So you can come to Paris, whether in June or November.
I look forward to that. Thank you both very much indeed. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you, Toby.
Bye. Thank you.